Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is the most confidential knowledge, chapter 9, text 7. O son of Kunti, at the end of the millennium, all material manifestations enter into my nature, and at the beginning of another millennium, by my potency, I create them again. 8. The whole cosmic manifestation, the whole cosmic order is under me. Under my will, it is automatically manifested again and again. And under my will, it is annihilated at the end. Comment. These verses are similar to Bhagavad Gita 8, chapter 8, 18 through 19. If Krishna, the Parameshwara, is aloof as he claims, how does everything in the material world continue? Here Krishna explains that everything goes on, quote, by my will. He does not himself create or destroy, but the material nature acts by his desire. But the cosmic order is quite, quote, automatically manifested, also points to Krishna's detachment. Everything moves by his will and automatically manifests because he empowers the material nature to act. Krishna's relationship with the material world is amazing, yet still more amazing is that he, the ultimate controller of all, ran in fear from Mother Yashoda. He stole butter and then became afraid that his mother would punish him. He is all-knowing and all-powerful, yet tears flowed from his eyes and he trembled. When Queen Kunti, who knew Krishna's actual position, heard this, she was astonished. Krishna's pastimes within both the material energy and the spiritual energy are inconceivable. If Krishna's potency could fit into our understanding, he, like our intelligence, would be finite. One may note that cosmic creation, maintenance, and destruction are enacted by Krishna's arrangement. Yet he generates no karmic reactions for his work, as do the living entities. Why? Text 9. O Dhanandaya, all this work cannot bind me. I am ever detached from all these material activities, seated as though neutral. Comment. As a person who works dutifully in a detached spirit remains aloof from the reactions of his work, so Krishna becomes neither transformed nor entangled in material events and their reactions because he always remains aloof and detached. The point in this verse is similar to the points made in Bhagavad Gita 3:21 through 24. Krishna now explains how he is neutral. 10. This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction. O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings, under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Comment. Maya means by my. Adi means from above, and Aksha means eyes. Thus, Maya Dakshena means under my eyes. Everything is done under Krishna's supervision. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives an analogous example to explain Krishna's words. Quote, the governmental business of a king like Ambarish Maharaj is carried out by his ministers, Prakritis, while the uninvolved king merely remains present. All the same, unless the king is present on his throne, the ministers are incapable of doing anything. In the same way, unless I give my support as a supervisor, material nature, Prakriti, cannot do anything. End of the citation of Vishwanath. Continuing the comment, Srila Prabhupada's purport summarizes Krishna's relationship with the material world. Prabhupada says, because he glances over material nature, there is undoubtedly activity on the part of the Supreme Lord, but he has nothing to do with the manifestation of the material world directly. This example is given in the Smriti. When there is a fragrant flower before someone, the fragrance is touched by the smelling power of the person. Yet, the smelling and the flower are detached from one another. There is a similar connection between the material world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, he has nothing to do with this material world, but he creates by his glance and ordains. In summary, material nature without the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot do anything. Yet, the Supreme Personality is detached from all material activities. Comment continues. The question may then be asked, why don't people respect Krishna, who is the most glorious personality? 11. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. Comment. That Krishna, who appears in a human form, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is even higher than the four-armed Vishnu form, is not easy to accept. Even Lord Brahma became bewildered about Krishna's identity. After Krishna killed Agasura, Brahma saw him as a cowherd boy surrounded by his friends, with a lump of food held in his left hand. Brahma could not accept this boy as his master, the Supreme Lord, the source of innumerable universes. Rather than accepting him as he is, some consider him simply a powerful man. Others think that he has acquired his wonderful form and qualities by karma and tapasya. Still others consider the Supreme to be impersonal and devoid of attributes. They think that since absolute oneness cannot be understood, it assumes a form and descends as Krishna, Rama, and other avatars through contact with the material mode of goodness. Krishna's opinion about such speculations is expressed in this verse, Avajananti mam mudha manushyam tanam asrita. Fools deride my descent, thinking that I have assumed this human form. In contrast, Srila Prabhupada discusses how devotees accept Krishna's form. Quote, although the foolish cannot imagine how Krishna, who appears just like a human being, can control the infinite and the finite, those who are pure devotees accept this, for they know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, they completely surrender unto him and engage in Krishna consciousness, devotional service of the Lord. End quote. Comment continues. What happens to those who, in bewilderment, disrespect Krishna's form? That we shall find out in text 12, which we shall read very soon. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.